Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, a sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan. Welcome, Karan.
Hey, guys.
And as you can hear, Karan, in the background, we have the Rocky team playing in full blast because, as everybody knows by now, Leicester City are England's champions.
The Foxes.
The Foxes prevail, the fantastic Mr. Foxes. So there has been so much talked about this victory. Everybody has been quoting the odds, 5,000-1 odds to begin with, to be potential winners of the Premier League after being almost relegated last season. You were comparing those odds to?
Yeah, I mean, 5,001, realistic, if you actually think about it, nobody even knew about these odds until probably Jan said when people actually thought, okay, you know what, something might actually be possible. Then they went back to check, okay, were there any bets placed on Leicester winning the game? But if you actually, you need to understand how out of the world this is. Kim Kardashian becoming the president of the United States has an odd of 2,000-1. And somebody actually placed a bet of 2,500-1 to actually say that Elvis Presley could be alive or rather come back from the dead. So that shows where Leicester's chances stood at the beginning.
And I think roughly 5,000-1 is combined odds of Elvis Presley coming back alive during a Kim Kardashian presidency. So... although statistically not quite correct. But jokes aside, Karan, finally we can stop the league actually, if you want.
Oh, yes. Actually, no, we have two more weekends. Let's go ahead with those.
So, Leicester confirmed champions. We have so many times talked about their way, their path to this championship. There are so many discussions happening right now about how they managed to pull this off, which sounds so impossible, which sounds so amazing. If you ask Ranieri, he'll just probably say dilly-ding, dilly-dong, and that's about that. And meanwhile, we have been trying to figure out the pieces of the puzzle that fit for Leicester. Generally, the sensible discussion that has been going on is that there is so much happening behind the scenes which is all fit together perfectly. There are so many little things that went right. And also everybody is talking about a little bit of luck and chance and everything like that as well. We have about 8 or 9 times this entire season talked about Leicester City's secret sauce. And we still are in agreement with the same ingredients.
Definitely, no doubts about it. I mean, what they did from the beginning of the season to what they did at the end, though there were slight tactical twists here and there by Ranieri, but overall, the approach to the game was pretty much the same, making sure that they never took any pressure. Most importantly, keeping expectations as low as possible at any given point in time. I think that was the key. And the fact that everybody played with such freedom, and it was like as if they were like outside, playing with a bunch of friends in the park. That's how it was. So that's how the entire season has been for Leicester.
Yeah, and Wes Morgan said as much yesterday when he said that they played like a group of brothers, and there have been so many stories coming out about the camaraderie and the team spirit. In terms of the shock value, I know we've put all the numbers down there and the odds and things like that, but in terms of comparing how they have done and what kind of an upset this is, you had some historical precedents to talk about, especially one that runs in the Schmeichel family.
I'll get to the Schmeichel family a bit, but firstly, I think this is, in my mind at least, the greatest underdog or the Cinderella story since probably Cinderella.
Yes, we have said that before on the pod.
It trumps Greece's 2-0 2004 victory. It even trumps Wolfsburg's sudden victory in the Bundesliga a few years back, because it's a much tougher league, and more importantly, doing it in a league format which spans across 10 months of the year is much, much more difficult compared to...
Yeah, than a Greece in a Greece in 2004, for example, yes.
Yes, and most importantly, this even trumps Denmark's Euro 92 victory, a tournament which they hadn't even qualified to begin with. The same Denmark team, which was captained by a certain Peter Schmeichel, whose son happens to be the goalkeeper of the team that are currently the champions, the Schmeichels.
So evidently the Schmeichel family tradition is that first get that underdog amazing victory on your resume and then go and build a legacy of 5 championships or something like that. Let's see if the template works with Schmeichel Jr. as it did with Schmeichel Sr., who incidentally apparently happens to be around at the trainings when they do goalkeeping drills at Leicester. So interesting to see or hear about that. But Karan, now let's look into the future, because this, we keep talking about game changers, but really, if you want to talk about a game changer, here is one for you. Leicester going and winning the Premier League, because it does 2 things, and let's break them down one by one. Number one, inevitable comparisons of Leicester with Nottingham Forest of the 70s under Brian Clough. A certain Martin O'Neill was a player then, went ahead and won the English title and also became European champion. Leicester will be in the Champions League. This whole game of expectations is now going to suddenly build up so much that it's kind of like a breakout season for a TV show, that suddenly now everybody expects the next season to be better.
Well, it's ironic you should say that, considering the 6th season of Game of Thrones has just been out the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I think the most important thing over here for Leicester as a club to do is pretty much follow the same mentality that they followed this season, wherein they try and manage expectations, because now there is definitely going to be a lot of expectations from the fans and most importantly from the English media and even the world media for that matter, who are suddenly going to make comparisons of how Leicester are going to do in the Champions League and how they're going to perform next season. Will they be finishing in the top 4? They need to finish in the top 4, etc. But this season, like we discussed earlier, the secret was the way they managed expectations. They need to just follow the same scenario. Most importantly, financially, this is a huge boon for Leicester, because I was reading that winning the Premier League and qualifying for the Champions League, they stand to gain almost £150 million. So
yes,
make sure that they use those funds wisely, strengthen the team. I think, realistically speaking, next season onwards, considering they're going to have these European commitments for at least 6 games, that is the group stage of the Champions League. We know how, especially unfancy teams, when they suddenly qualify for Europe, how it affects their domestic performance. So that is something that they definitely have to keep in mind. But I would say that they should be still good enough to aim for at least a top 8 finish next season.
Okay, so we are also being very cautious and conservative here, just as we were in our very first podcast of the season, where we said Leicester very, very, with a lot of trepidation, we said Leicester will maybe finish in the top half of the table. Well, you can now take that right to the top. The second knock-on effect of the Leicester win is going to be that there are so many of these other teams who are the nearly teams, not the big ones, who are going to say that, okay, so now this doesn't stop us from dreaming that we can go all the way, because Leicester have shown that it can be done.
Definitely. In a way, you've got to feel a bit sorry for teams like West Ham and Tottenham. If it wasn't for Leicester, they would be the talking point of the season, because, to be fair, they have had fantastic seasons in their own right. Both West Ham now moving to the new stadium again shows a sign of growth for them. Tottenham has introduced plans of building a new stadium pretty soon, and more importantly, the one season where everybody needed to stay in the Premier League, mainly because of the financial
because huge TV deal coming up
with the new TV rights. So even the small teams now can actually dream, I'm not saying of winning the league, but at least climbing up the upper levels of English football.
And as they climb up the upper levels of English football, the Walder Freys and the Roose Bolton, so to speak, in Game of Thrones language, it's the Lannisters and the Starks that are the most threatened. So the established teams, your Arsenal, your Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, yesterday's game was a good point. Chelsea gave it their all to try and prevent Tottenham. But then the whole point being that how do they respond to this possible usurping of their fan base internationally by teams like Leicester, who suddenly become a romantic story, and you know these teams suddenly lose out on that fan base?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, especially with regards to teams like United, Liverpool and Arsenal, they have a more traditional and loyal fan base. Probably the fan base of Chelsea and Manchester City could be questionable to some extent in terms of the loyalty. But again, in all seriousness, if this was definitely, by all accounts, a freak season, I still expect the usual suspects to be back and back with a bang next season. We know for a fact that City are going to be strengthening. United, with Jose Mourinho possibly coming in, could...
And Chelsea have Conte, so there is going to be a lot of managerial changes. And for example, Ranieri will really be up against some top-notch managerial talent next season then.
Definitely. I mean, again, this is not happening. I mean, every season we feel that, you know, the English, the off-season in England is as pretty much as entertaining as what the 10 months of the footballing season is, and this time it's no different. And especially with so many managerial changes, it's pretty much becoming like a soap opera. I guess one thing that really we need to look at here is, yes, there are going to be a lot of changes with regards to all the big sides, but I think the one side where I feel there are not really going to be that many changes is Arsenal, because I would say for like probably the last 6-7 years, every year in the beginning of the season, I say, okay, this is going to be Arsenal's year, this is going to be Arsenal's year. I think it's reached a point where even I am stopping, and I've stopped believing that, because I think I'm pretty convinced right now that as long as Wenger is there, they're not going to win another league title.
Okay, and so it's a big, big statement.
This season especially has to be a slap on the face for not just Manchester City and Chelsea, but especially to Arsenal, because this was the opportunity. This was the one season they could have done it, and they failed.
Yes, so just to put things in perspective, when Arsenal beat Leicester on Valentine's Day, they had come within 2 points of Leicester as the leaders. Over the next 7 games, 21 points, Leicester would pick up 19, Arsenal would pick up 9.
And this is also considering that Arsenal took a double on Leicester this season.
Yeah. So
there you go, the stats are there for everybody to see. It's extremely disappointing to see, Arsenal become the shadow of that great, great, invincible side.
Okay, but let's not let Arsenal's sad tears rain on Leicester's parade. Let's get back to the issue at hand. So, just in conclusion, Karan, once again, how would you describe the feeling as a neutral football fan the moment the news broke that Leicester are confirmed champions?
Well, I think when the referee blew the final whistle yesterday.
That too after 97 minutes.
I'm sorry?
That too after like 97 minutes or something.
Exactly, after 97 minutes. The one thing that actually came to my mind was, I think years back when Kevin Garnett, the NBA, won his first championship with the Boston Celtics, and the reporter actually asked him how he felt, and he actually screamed, "Anything is possible." And holds so true as of today.
All right. So on that note, we are at the end of this. We could keep talking about Leicester till the next season starts, but really, we have to kind of wrap this up. We will be bringing you all the rest of the action and season reviews for each team in our next episode, which will be the closing episode of this season for Soccer Sense. But then there's a lot of other stuff to talk about there at the Euros coming up. So Karan, England's off-season got just even more entertaining and soap operatic.
More, bring it on. More football, the better.
All right. And you can find us on iTunes at Soccer Sense, or on Stitcher or Pocket Casts or any other podcast app that you use to find your podcasts. This is Tariq in the meantime signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And on behalf of Vishal, once again, a huge congratulations to Leicester from our side. See you next week.